Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle shared personal experiences where a family member was diagnosed in the womb with a disability. Markle Republican Senator Travis Holdman says his son chose not to abort his grandson despite an early ultrasound that showed a potential complication.
The next time they went, miraculously, the spot was gone. And today, we have a bright, healthy kid. We have to say as a state, our public policy is one of life and not presumed death.
Evansville Republican Senator Vanita Becker says the bill forces huge financial obligations on families and the state, who would have to pay for the medical expenses associated with the child's disability.
I just don't think that government should be making these decisions. This is a decision that should be made between a woman, her family, her physician.
The bill passed 35-15. It now heads to the House. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Payne Horning.